So continuing with the what happened at ASCO theme, any comment on some of the data presented there looking at combination checkpoint inhibitor therapy, particularly in small cell and mesothelioma?
So the checkpoint inhibitors, single drugs, second line, you know, we've got responses in maybe 20% of people with a benefit over single chemo and non-small cell. Small cell, it's still a bit mixed. Responses have been a little bit lower. Meso variable in the trial so far, but probably it's safe to say somewhere in that 20% range also. So that's not great. It's good. It's something. So the idea being that, you know, you've got your checkpoint drug, PD-1, so you're working at that PD-1, PD-L1 interaction, basically at the site of the tumor and at the immune activating or activated cell. And that's one area. But with the CTLA-4 inhibitors, you're actually hitting at a different checkpoint. And that's where you've got your antigen-presenting cell teaching the immune cell, this is the antigen to look for. So if you've got a block in, you know, the negative regulator there, and then a block in the negative regulator when the immune cell actually comes over and attacks the tumor, then you're hitting it two places. So theoretically, you're going to have better response. And that's been consistently seen. In pretty much all of the combination trials, you do get a boost in response. You get variable boost in progression-free survival. I think we don't know enough yet to say clearly yes on overall survival or not. You also get a boost in toxicity, as you would expect, because you're then cutting out two places that should be negative regulators preventing autoimmunity. And so when we look at the data in sum that we have with nivolumab and ipilimumab, I've been convinced that it does increase the activity, but also increase the toxicity. And so the question becomes, do we get enough extra benefit to overcome that increase in toxicity? I think the randomized phase 2 study that was done in meso, the MAPS2 study, was a bit more convincing as far as showing increase in benefit. The response rates were up a little bit, definite progression-free survival benefit, and the OS benefit seemed to be there, though it wasn't significant yet. So that was encouraging. There was an increase in toxicity. They did have some toxic deaths, so you've got to weigh it. But in meso second line, we don't have as much there. For small cell, again, we don't have phase 3 data, so we have to be careful. Phase 2s, we've all seen randomized phase 2s that look great, and when you go to phase 3, it doesn't pan out. But I think there are hints there. It's interesting that we have NCCN guidelines saying that we can do this in small cell, give that combination, and I've tried it in a couple people. The non-small cell data, I think there's still a lot we're trying to figure out there. I have thought about it in some patients. I was impressed with some of the response rate improvement. Absolutely, though, the toxicity is there, too. So I don't know that ASCO gives a whole lot new other than that randomized study in meso. The small cell data was interesting also, but nothing that I think is totally practice-changing.